DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
The Burt Show.
All right, so this is Rose on Friday.
So my sister flat out lying to my parents. She's had a boyfriend since summer of between high school and college. My parents never really liked him. She's moving into, like, a apartment. She's with up and down that she's living with a girl. The girl isn't starting until right before classes start, so she's not coming in yet. My dad is dead set that it's because my sister and her boyfriend are living together, and she's just lying. My dad is going to wait until after the weekend when supposedly this roommate is moving in and then bust my sister. I don't know what I should do because my sister is getting her education paid for and her rent paid for by my parents. Technically, she should be doing what they say, and they say don't live with this guy. I think she should be able to live her own life. My mom totally agrees. She's a grown woman. Let her live with who she wants.
Right.
All right, so just give me a little bit of a little more information on this. You said there was some sibling rivalry going on also?
It seemed that way because we couldn't figure out because we were all, well, Melissa and I were talking about how we would have immediately gone to our siblings.
Yeah, absolutely. Warn the sibling of the parent knowing and give them the opportunity to do something about it before they get in trouble. Mm-hmm. But in the end, I mean, you could hear that she went back and forth. I think she should be able to live her life, live with who she wants to, however she gets college paid for, her rent paid for. So the sister was going back and forth on how she should handle the situation. And then in the end, she decided not to tell the little sister that the parents were tipped off to the live-in boyfriend.
And so, in the beginning, it seemed totally legit. In the end, it was when the rivalry stuff came out.
Mm-hmm. When she started, yeah.
Because I deferred to those guys, you know, Jenna, Melissa, because they have siblings. So at the beginning, but she's like, didn't bring anything up about getting the rent paid for, mm-hmm. and everything's mm-hmm. fine. And then by the end of the conversation, you could see cracks in the testimony. You're
right.
Like, you know, randomly she would just say, well, you know, my sister's a good person, even though she's getting her rent all paid for. I never had
right.
my rent paid for, but anyways, whatever.
Stacy, as a grown woman, will still talk about that, the way her younger brother was treated in comparison to her. Like, she had to drive around an old beat up car for a while. He got a brand new car. Still,
I always complain about how I had like the earliest curfew of anyone I knew growing up. Like, I mean, even as a senior, I had to be in by like 10:30 or 11. And by the time my brother was a senior, he was out till like 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
What? Never right. had 12:30.
But he's
I
a boy, and you're a girl,
that.
And it's more dangerous for you to be out than
right.
your brother.
That's
I guess
a great
that
point.
Was the theory.
That's a great
That's
point.
Not a great point. That's the points that parents give.
Yeah.
My brother had the same thing. He didn't have a curfew. Whatever.
What? No curfew at all.
No.
None?
My sister and I did, yes.
I'd still be mad about it.
Yes, whatever.
So stay out all night if you want.
Because he's a strong man and he's not going to get into danger. Whatever.
I wouldn't go there, Bert. Just let them have their anger.
Well, yeah,
don't involve yourself in it because you're a man and they may take it out on you.
Well, if you didn't grow up with siblings, then
don't really
whatever.
Understand it. Rose is back. Good morning. Rose, you're on The Voice Disguiser. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
What's going on?
So I told my sister.
You did.
You did tell the sister.
Oh, good. I'm proud of you.
When did you have the change of heart? Why?
I don't know. Like, one of what the lady said when you guys took callers, she was just like, your sister, you have this important bond. And I don't know if it just made me feel guilty or good or both, but I was just like, you know what? She's totally right. She's my sister. I love her. She would do the same thing for me. So I called her and I told her, and she called her boyfriend because my dad had to work on Monday, so he had to go back. So she just had to wait it out until Monday morning. So he waited to move in until Monday or until today. And she had some girl come over with some boxes and kind of just pretended like she was moving in.
So her boyfriend is going to move in there today?
Yeah.
And well, and a pretend girl just spent the night there last night or whatever? Or over the weekend?
That was exactly right. And it's kind of frustrating because, I don't know, she got all dramatic about it. The nice thing is that now I have something to use against her in case I need to. But
the nice thing about it is what?
She can use it against her.
Something to use against her.
So you built up a couple of points this weekend.
Yeah, it's very handy.
How long do you think she's going to be able to keep up this whole charade?
You know, I was thinking the same thing.
Like
she's sneaky, so I'm guessing she'll at least make it 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Six months?
Yeah, at least. Because my dad, now that he saw the girl moving in, he's like, oh, my little baby, I should have never doubted her. Mm. You know, he wants to believe that she's the most perfect thing in the whole world.
Man, if he finds out that you knew about this and you didn't tell him,
Well, I mean, that's the debate we had last week is like, what is your role as a sibling? Is it, I mean, because, yeah, I said that you just should always just lock arms with your sibling and be more loyal to them than to rat on them to your parents.
I think it is. It's like siblings unite. Mm-hmm. Just like the parents have to unite against the kids.
Yeah.
We don't have to create a warlike atmosphere in the family, people.
But you have to like sort of sometimes
a game of
risk. It's a game of risk is what you're playing.
Yeah, I'm gonna line up with your brother and your mother, and then there's gonna be three of us against one of you, so you're down.
But
you can
do
try to get the cat on your side, but it's not gonna help.
You do have to make those alignments, though, because think about it. If she didn't pick her sister, right, and she picked the parents' side, the next time her sister had something on her, that she's going right to the parents, and then it's back and forth. You gotta just, siblings unite.
There's probably more collateral damage if you don't protect the sister.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I understand that. All right. So situation rectified. So your parents don't find out about it. And if they do, at least you have a strong united front.
Well, it's not her responsibility that the sister has the boy. You know, now it's all on the sister. Sister knows that the parents are suspecting and it's all on her.
Okay.
I think you did the right thing.
And I think if she gets caught, I don't think that they'll be mad at you for not telling them.
No. I told her not to tell anyone that I told, so hopefully she'll keep up her end of the deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, she'll have to because now, like you said, you've got that point with her, so why would she tell anybody you told?
She would have to protect you at this point. If the parents found out about it, now it's her responsibility to protect you. Do you think that she would do that?
I don't know. Only time will tell.
Well, Rose told me it was okay.
That would suck. No. That would suck.
I think she's more likely to protect you now because you protected her.
That's true.
All right, Rose. Thanks for sharing your story with us.
It is a game of risk. Like, now she'll protect you because...
That's true.
You know, you gave her some military secrets, and she has to protect you now because her borders are vulnerable.
That's right. Your family is one big game of risk right now. Just know that.
The Bird Show.